This reflection is based on the readings from the second week of Easter 2024. It is titled, Compelled to Preach. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, the apostles are finding their way after being touched by the Holy Spirit. They cannot be quiet about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and the importance it holds for every person they meet. The priests and religious leaders are filled with jealousy and laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But they were not deterred. The angel of the Lord opened the prison doors for them in the night and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life." Meaning, of course, Jesus' ministry and promise of eternal life. The priests were beside themselves with this mystery. How had they escaped? When the apostles are brought to the priests warn them again to stop teaching about Jesus. Peter replies, "We must obey God rather than men." The apostles were compelled to preach about what Jesus had done for us. They couldn't stay silent no matter what happened to them. That is how sure they were about Jesus being the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God. Christianity has had ups and downs, heresies, schisms, yet there has always been a small remnant that preserved the Church of the Apostles, the original Christian teachings. There is proof of that in written documents. It seems that we are in a time such as those when Christians are assailed and assaulted for believing in Jesus. Our churches are not filled and usually have a majority of senior citizens for parishioners. Although, I have been pleasantly surprised to see many new, young parents and children in our masses lately. Right now, there is a phenomenon happening at some college campuses. Thousands of young people are gathering, searching for something meaningful in their lives. They are praising and worshiping God. Some are having deep conversions, and hundreds are getting baptized, calling on Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They are being touched by the Holy Spirit and given strength and courage, just like the apostles, to speak out about Jesus. We probably remember our joy at being one of God's own when we declared, "Jesus, I trust in you," just as we began our own fourth day after our weekends. I pray to the Holy Spirit to bring Curcio, many younger Curciistas, and to give us all the courage to speak out about our Lord in the face of evil when we are challenged. Be not afraid, I go before you always. Your sister in Christ, Kate Sanderson.